Desde mi adolescencia, hace mucho, me dispuse a hacer un doctor en el doctor Mahrello, el 1st de enero de 2013. Patient name is Anthony McCartney, that's ANTHONY space MCCADNEY. Database 02201970. Please cover the primary care physician details from period 1 of January 10, 2013. Chart, please not have cardiac needs. Not please not have reason for visit follow-up. Please not have tear collection. We have the pleasure of seeing Mr. McCartney in our cardiac unit today. Please, as you know, he's a very present 42 years old. African-American gentleman, spasmodic against significant for hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and congestive heart failure. NYHA chair functional classification 2-3 with a recent ejection fraction of 35 to 40%. Period. He's in our cardiac unit today regarding follow-up of recent diagnostic investigations. Period. Next paragraph from today, with the patient was complaining of daily chest pain and tightness, which come around with mild exertion and also sometimes at rest. Period. He described his chest pain as a sharp pain. And there was substandard, non-radiating. Period. I also admit to shortness of breath upon walking up to 2 blocks.
Yeah. So you have graduated?
No, no.
So without graduation, you can apply?
I'm yeah. not a person, yeah.
He also complained of lower extremity edema bilaterally. However, he denies any lower extremity intermedial obligation, skin color change, or vertical sphincter. He denies any orthopnea, presumptive dyspnea. He denies any palpitations, incorporating of text, or presumptive of questions.
What is it?
He's following with his primary care physician regularly. He's compliant with all of his medication. Business record, past medical history. Number one, hypertension. Patient number hyperlipidemia. Patient number congestive heart failure. NYHA physician classification 2-3 with recent ejection fraction of 35 to 40%. Patient number hydrocele. Patient number next paragraph past surgical history significant for a right hydrocelectomy in August 2012.
Maybe 15. So I don't know.
From
I don't know.
Here?
No. I think I don't know how many. Follow.
Period. Next.
I don't know how many.
Paragraph. Family history and contributory paragraph. Paragraph. Social history.
They did 150 interviews. Just about 150 interviews for normal people, for like regular candidates. And one day,
the patient is an ex-smoker. He used to. He quit 3 years ago. He had a chronic history of smoking. He also admits to previous alcohol intake, however, he quit in November 2012. Period. He denies using any recreational drugs. Period. He has allergies. He is not known to be allergic to any medication. Period. He has current medication. Please copy the current medication list from page 2 of January 10, 2013 chart. Period. He has physical examination by the signs of the disease. His blood pressure is 133 over 83. His pulse is 81 beats per minute. His weight is 214 pounds and height is 6 feet 0 inches. Period. Please copy the normal physical findings never except for plus 2. Lower extremity edema. Period. Next, I got diagnostic investigations.
There was a day when everyone over here was competing.
No, number
well,
one.
For a spot, I don't know how many spots you're going to give the observers.
A water scan done on January 10, 2013, showing a diameter of 3.2 centimeter. Period. Next number. Lower extremity arterial PVR done on January 10, 2013, showing an ABR reading of 1.21 on the left side. Period.
Well,
number.
I'm done. No, Friday.
Pulmonary function test done on January 10, 2013, showing an FVC of 103% predicted, FEV1 of 106% predicted, and FEV1 of RFVC of 103% predicted. Here, next number. Renal vascular ultrasound study done on January 10, 2013, showing normal right and left renal arteries with no evidence of renal arteries in this period. Aorta appeared normal size with no evidence of aneurysm. Period. SMA and CLAT less than 70% stenosis based on velocity. Period.
You mind, you can tell it's just, you know, like.
Next number, 2D echocardiogram done on January 10, 2013, showing moderately impaired left ventricular systolic function, which have a ratio of 35 to 40%. Period. The diastolic feeling better indicate impaired relaxation. Period. The left ventricle is moderately dilated. The left atrium is markedly dilated. Period. I walked the last, the right ventricle is mildly enlarged, measuring between 3.4 to 3.7 centimeter period. The right atrium is mildly enlarged. Period. There is mild mitral regurgitation as well as mild tricuspid regurgitation. Period. The aortic root is dilated, measuring 4.1 centimeter.
They're putting like a light rail on Woodward. I don't know if you heard about
that. Next number.
Above ground subway system.
My cardiac stress test done on January 10, 2013, showing moderate size, moderate to severe, inferior fixed defect consistent with infarction of the territory typical of the proximal RCA.
It's going to go from like one Woodward, which is Woodward period. Five, all the way down to midtown. So it's about four.
Next number. Please copy the rest of the diagnostic investigation from page 2 and page 3 of January 10, 2013 chart. Period next leg assessment and plan, number 1.
Chest pain.
That's the older one now.
The patient has multiple suffer for coronary artery disease, coronary hypercalcemia, hypertension, long history of smoking period. Autism is developing with complaining of chest tightness and pain, which after further description is, looks typical for angina and chest pain period. His recent stress test, however, was equivocal and did not show obvious results. Period. However, due to his sudden or severe congestive heart failure with his symptoms, we scheduled him for a left heart cath to be done on February 6, 2013 for a better visualization of the coronary arterial system and also for a possible intervention if required. Period. We'll follow up with after the procedure, the next follow up visit. Period. Next number. Congestive heart failure. The patient has history of congestive heart failure in one HF section 23 with recent ejection fraction of 35 to 40%. Period. But today, the patient is complaining of shortness of breath.
In the Caribbean.
First 2 years. He shortness of breath brought about with a mild to moderate exertion period.
Did you apply for residency as well?
No, just your master. I just taken 3 years.
You took it?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
The patient was scheduled for a left heart catheterization to identify the etiology if it's ischemic or non-ischemic. And we will follow up after the procedure in the next follow up visit. For reassessment and managing McCormick. Period. Meanwhile, he has to continue the same medication regimen. Period. Next number.
Did you graduate yet?
In 2008.
Oh, okay.
Before arterial disease screening, the patient has a long history of smoking period. And today, the patient has complained of lower extremity edema, but he did not get a lower extremity claudication period. His recent ABI measured at 1.21 on the left side period. We'll continue to follow up with him regarding this matter in the next follow up visit. Period, next number. Valvular heart disease. The patient's recent echocardiogram, which was done on January 10, 2013, shown mild to mild mitral regurgitation as well as mitral tricuspid regurgitation period. And today, the patient has a problem of shortness of breath. The patient also has a history of congestive heart failure, which may be the cause of his shortness of breath. However, we will continue to monitor his valvular heart disease situation and progression with serial 2D echocardiographies. Period. We'll follow up with him in the next follow-up visit for evaluation and manage him according to the period. Next number.
I think it's next to Krasny Eye. You know where that is?
Hypertension.
I think that's where I
went. Today, the blood pressure is 133/83, which is well maintained. It is to continue the same medication regimen. I take to sleep close until low fat diet and we'll continue to monitor his blood pressure reading in the next follow-up visit.
Weird hours. I think it goes early, so you might have to leave.
Period.
If I were you, what I would do is...
Next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently taking lovastatin, 20 milligrams once a day at bedtime. Period. He is to follow with his primary care physician regarding frequent lipid testing and with a target level of less than 70. Period. Next number, renal disease. The patient medical record is reviewing an elevated creatinine level for the last 2 years, with the first one on April 22nd, 2012. That was 2.5. Period. He is advised to follow up with his primary care physician and nephrologist regarding this matter. Period. Next. Paragraph. Thank you very much for announcing my friend the care of Mr. McCartney. Period of honor and for life for him to order any question of presence at that time. Period to see him back in our clinic in 6 weeks or so if necessary. Period, meanwhile, he is expected to continue seeing Inspire McAfee's in regard to continuity with health care business. Paragraph. Thank you very much for your sustaining. Paragraph. This is Mohammed. That's MMHM. This message is in medical student for Dr. Mario Lopez and the dictation.